The Futility of Revenge. That's the name for today's little mini clip. The Futility of Revenge. A topic I've been thinking about recently. And thinking about how revenge, probably something we've all felt for another human or entity at one point in our lives, is futile. And I'll tell you why revenge is futile. And the reason is because if anyone who has wronged you or crossed you or fucked you over, whatever word you want to use, believes in any of the Skeksis shenanigans, pogroms, agendas, miasmas, whatever they are, revenge is futile. Because if someone believes in those things, especially the king of Skeksis agendas, allopathy, other suffering, revenge is futile. Because if people believe things that aren't true and will do things themselves at a deep level that harm them, well, any foul thoughts that you had for those people or entities is not even worth exploring, because when you believe in other suffering, that acts as kind of like a, I guess, is karma the right word? Maybe not in the true Sanatana Dharma way, but I guess in kind of more of the New Age way, that would be an appropriate word to say. You don't have to worry about taking revenge, which of course is foul for you and takes your energy away. Because when people believe, let's say, cancer is, quote, genetic, and then they prophylactically go in to get something cut off because, you know, it's genetic and it's going to happen, revenge is futile, right? Not to say that we shouldn't feel our feelings. We always should. And of course, it's best to feel them and not act on them, but there's no need to even act on them, because when people adhere to the scam of other suffering, revenge is futile. It means nothing. You don't have to do anything. Like the old adage says, revenge, the best revenge is living well. That's true, but I'd further that and say the best revenge is living aware. And it makes me think of this transsexual, this Hollywood transsexual, who basically promotes allopathy 100%, and that would be Angelina Jolie, who pretended years back to have a prophylactic double mastectomy. That's an amputation of both of the breasts, just in case, you know, because cancer is, quote, genetic, and we know that's not true. Things don't randomly happen. There's a biological reason why people develop the ills and the ailments that they have. Of course, that typically starts with an emotional conflict, perhaps an ancestral pattern. So it's not just some random thing. Remember, allopathy is only about 200 plus years old. It's rather new. It's like universalist religions, Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, only about 2,000 years old. New, essentially, when it comes to all the other schools of thought. And I like to align the religions along with allopathy, because it's very clear that those religions are universalistic. Allopathy is universalistic in regards to how it treats everybody. And then you have something like Sanatana Dharma, the eternal truth, the original path of the Aryan. And then you have our ancient health modalities, Ayurveda, traditional Chinese medicine, and the more recent German new medicine. This is the real Sagrada Medicina, the sacred medicine, right? It's not about other suffering. So revenge is futile. If you're ever feeling foul thoughts or foul feelings, and of course we all go through those ebbs and flows, just look at the news. It's easy to feel those feelings, right? Always know that it's futile. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is increase your awareness and become the best optimized Aryan you can become. Forget about being pro-white. That's over. That's been over for a long time. Upgrade yourself to becoming Aryan, to whittling away all of these allopathic, universalistic, anti-racial miasmas that infect us, that most of us, if not all of us, were born into, and focus on really finding out the eternal truth, whether that be from a spiritual perspective or a health perspective. And then you'll realize that, well, revenge is futile. Just live a good life, become aware, spend time in nature, eat healthy food, breathe deep, and love what you do. So that's all for this little itty bitty of a mini clip. I'm walking again today, enjoying the day. Why not? The first day of April. I got this waterfall by me right now. It sounds really nice. The birds are chirping, the ducks are quacking. You can definitely kind of feel the fecundant essence of spring. I think it is here after, I guess, a couple of days ago, it really didn't feel so much like that. But today I can really feel the verdant essence whilst I walk. So I'll leave you with that, this little thought for today, just kind of a shorty clip. But think about this as you navigate through the day, through the week, and everything upcoming. Okay.